Good evening. In this week's Parsha, Parshas Maaseh, the Torah tells us about the din of Ir Miklat, city of refuge, for somebody who kills accidentally. If someone kills accidentally, then the victim's relative, the Goel, might want to come and take revenge, and he'll try to kill the accidental killer. So the Torah tells us that the Ir Miklat is a place where the accidental killer can go for refuge to be protected, that the Goel Hadam should not come and kill him. And the Torah says in Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Beis, Vahiyu Lachem Ha'arim L'Miklat Miguel, these cities should be a place of refuge from the relative. V'Leimus HaRotzeach Adam Do L'Fnei Ho'ido L'Mishpat, and the accidental killer should not be killed, should not die, until he stands before trial, until he stands in court. And the Torah Tumim quotes from the Gemara Makos Yibes Min Aleph. The Gemara says, a drasha, according to Rabbi Eliezer in the Gemara, that it says in the Pasuk, Adam Do L'fnei Ho'ido L'Mishpat, what is it coming to teach me? So the drasha tells us that, since it tells us later on that the Goel Adam will kill the Rotzeach, he will kill this accidental killer, and Ein Lo Dam, he's not considered to be somebody who the Goel Adam is liable for. So Yachum Yad, maybe I would think that he could kill him right away. Tamar Lomar, therefore this pasuk comes to teach us, Adam Do L'fnei Ho'ido L'Mishpat, they have to wait until he goes to court. And as Tarkim explains, one explanation, one understanding of this means that he shouldn't kill him until he goes to court and is formally convicted that he needs to go to the Ir Miklat, that he needs to stay in Golos, in exile, away from his own house and away from his own home, and he has to go live in the Ir Miklat. But otherwise, a person, before the court decides what should be with this accidental killer, otherwise a person should not take the matters into his own hands. The Torah Tumim points out that the Rambam doesn't seem to quote this halacha in the halachos of the Ir Miklat. So the Torah Tumim explains that this is because it would seem that this is a matter of machlokas in the Gemara. The Gemara there says, the Gemara there has a brisa where it quotes Machlokas between Rabbi Yossi Haglili and Rabbi Kiva, whether or not the Goel Hadam has the permission to kill, or perhaps it's even a mitzvah for the Goel Hadam to kill. And it's a Machlokas between Rabbi Yossi Haglili and Rabbi Kiva regarding the Goel Hadam and any other person. And according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, it's a mitzvah for the Goel Hadam to kill this accidental killer is walking around outside of Golos, outside of the Ir Miklat. But for everyone else, it's not a mitzvah, but it's allowed for them to kill. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's only allowed for the Goel Adam, but for everybody else, it's not something that they should lechatchila do. The Gemara there says, Gemara quotes Mar Zutra Marav, that Mar Zutra quoted in the name of Rav, that the Rotzeach who leaves the area of the Ir Miklat, if that would happen, the Goel Adam and the relative comes and kills him, then the relative is liable. He will be killed by the Beis Din. He will be punished. So you want to ask, who does this follow? Does it follow either Rabbi Yisrael or Rabbi Kiva? Because according to both Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Kiva, the Goel Adam is never responsible. It's just a question of whether or not it's a mitzvah for him to kill, or he's permitted to kill this person who killed his family. But either way, he's certainly not, the Goel, the relative, is not liable. The Gemara answers that this statement in the name of Rav follows the Brisa of Rabbi Eliezer, and the Rabbi Eliezer's Brisa is the drasha that we started with, based on our pasuk of Adam Dolath Nehav Dolath Mishpat, that the Goel Adam should not kill right away, but he has to wait until the court decides. Now, the Tarkima says, since it seems that this machlokes between Rizagli and Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer, so it would seem that since the Rambam, we know, the Rambam, let's say, paskins in Perek Hey, Hilchos Yud, Halacha Yud from Hilchos Rav Seach, Rambam paskins like Rabbi Kiva, so therefore that the Goldam can kill. So therefore, it's clear he doesn't hold like this opinion of Rav, which follows the Brisa of Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore it must be that Rambam rejects this Brisa of Rabbi Eliezer, this drush of Rabbi Eliezer, of Adam Delefnei HaDela Mishpat. The difficulty, of course, is that the Kesef Mishnah, the Torah Tumim points out the Kesef Mishnah there in Halacha Aleph, Halacha, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey, where the Rambam has a psak that if a person would kill, let's say on purpose, a person would kill a bemezid, so the Rambam there says that the Edim or anyone who sees this should not kill him, rather he should be brought to Beis Din and let the Beis Din decide what will be with him, and the Beis Din will paskin that he needs to be killed. And the Rambam says the source for this halacha is this pasuk of Adam Delefnei HaDela Mishpat. So, what's difficult is that the Kesef Mishnah there says that the basis for this Rambam, this halacha in Perek Aleph, which says that one should not kill just by seeing somebody kill someone, so then he doesn't take the matter into his own hands, rather he should bring the person to court. So, the Kesef Mishnah says the source is from the Gemara in Makos Yubeis, and also there's a Brisa in the Sifrei. And he quotes the Brisa, which is basically a parallel to the drasha of Eliezer in the Gemara. So Tartum is bothered by this. He says, how could it be that the Kesef Mishnah quotes this as a source for Rambam, when in fact, he himself, the Kesef Mishnah, explained in Perek Hey that the Rambam rejects the Brisa of Eliezer. So it's a very strange statement of the Kesef Mishnah. Rather, the Tarfim explains it would seem that the Rambam is really following Rabbi Kiva himself, Rabbi Kiva, and the Gemara asks, so if Rabbi Kiva rejects the drasha of Rabbi Eliezer, that Adam Delefnei HaDela Mishpat teaches that the Gol Adam should not kill right away, rather should bring him to court, so what does Rabbi Kiva do with this drasha instead? What does he derive from this pasuk of Adam Delefnei HaYodel HaMishpat? So the Gemara there says that he learns that this teaches us that if, let's say, a court would see someone kill, so that they should not immediately just prosecute the person and put him to death. Rather, based on our pasuk Adam Delefnei HaYodel HaMishpat, that the person should first be tried in court. So this they should instead act as Edim and bring him to another court, but they should not act as a court to kill him. So the Tarkim believes that as a question with the Kesef Mishnah that it would seem that the Rambam's source really should be from Rabbi Kiva's drasha of Adam Delefnei HaYodel HaMishpat regarding court that sees someone kill, and this would fit perhaps with the Rambam who doesn't write in Perek Aleph, the Rambam doesn't write this specifically about the Gol Adam. He says anyone, Edim, or people who see someone kill, so they shouldn't kill him, they shouldn't take matters into their own hands, rather they should bring such a person to court. So that, so Rambam doesn't say it in the context of Gol Adam specifically, so that might fit more with the drasha of Rabbi Kiva as opposed to Rabbi Eliezer. But it's strange that the Kesef Mishnah should quote this drasha in the Sifrei, which is similar to the drasha of Rabbi Eliezer. Specifically because the Kesef Mishnah in Perek Hey, where it talks about the Gol Adam over there, the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam rejects the halacha of Rav and also Rabbi Eliezer. So the Tarkim therefore leaves it as a question with the Kesef Mishnah. I was thinking, the truth is, if you look at the Kesef Mishnah carefully, Kesef Mishnah does something very interesting. Because when he says the source for the Rambam, he says that the source of the Rambam is the Gemara in Makos on Yud Beis, and It's also a brisa in the Sifrei, and he quotes the brisa. It's very strange, because if the Rekesef Mishnah really thought that Rambam was coming from the drasha of Rabbi Eliezer, so why does he need to quote the Sifrei and quote the whole drasha? He just said that it's based on the Gemara and Makoshid Beis. So I don't need to know that it's a Sifrei. That doesn't seem to add anything. So perhaps one could suggest that really the Rekesef Mishnah is very careful. The Rekesef Mishnah never said that the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Eliezer. Rather, he understands that the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Akiva. The Rambam rejects Rabbi Eliezer, as the Rekesef Mishnah himself explains in Parak Hey, that for sure he rejects Rabbi Eliezer. But it could be that there's a difference between the drasha of Rabbi Eliezer and the Gemara and what the Sifrei is talking about, because the truth is we need to understand a little background. Really, a person goes to Ir Miklat. There's two times that a person will go to Ir Miklat. Initially, right after a person kills, for that matter, either intentionally or unintentionally, but once a person kills, he goes immediately to the Ir Miklat so that he shouldn't be killed by the relative. From the Ir Miklat, he's brought to court, and then Beis Din decides what to do with him. If the Beis Din decides that this person is completely exempt and pater, so therefore he's pater and nobody can touch him afterwards. If the court decides that he's liable because he killed intentionally and there are edim and so on, so then he'll be killed. And if the Beis Din decides that he's deserving to go into Gullus, to go to the Ir Miklat and have to move to the Ir Miklat, so, or to go to a city of the Levium, so then that will be the Pesach and he'll have to go to the Ir Miklat. So in that case, he'll go back to the Ir Miklat. So again, a person right after he kills initially can run to the Ir Miklat for protection. And secondly, after Beis Din paskens that he has Chayiv Gullus, that he has to go into Gullus, he has to go move out of his home and live in the Ir Miklat, so then he also goes to the Ir Miklat. And the question that you have to deal with, which is a little, makes the sugya a little confusing in the Gemara, is that what are we talking about when we say that the Goel Adam is going to kill this Rotzeach? So what's the case? Is he killing him when he's before the Beis Din paskens that he's Chayiv Gullus, right after he initially killed? Or is it after Beis Din paskens that he's Chayiv Gullus, if he's not in the Ir Miklat, so then the Goel Adam will kill him? And it seems that in the Gemara, in Makos, the Gemara is talking about what will happen if the Rotzeach goes out of Gullus. And the way the Gemara reads, it sounds like the Gemara is talking about after he was ready paskin to go into Gullus. So, according to the way the Gemara reads, it sounds like the simple explanation is that the Yossi Haguli and Rabbi Kiva are arguing whether or not a Goel Adam, a relative, can kill the Rotzeach who leaves Gullus after he's supposed to be in Gullus, based on the court order, if the person would leave Gullus, so there's a machlokes whether or not that person, whether or not the relative has a mitzvah to kill him, or just has the rishus to kill him. But then the Gemara quotes this halacha in the name of Rav, but the Gemara basically, Mazutra says the name of Rav, that a Rotzeach who leaves the Tchum, who leaves this area of the Ir Miklat, if the Goel Adam will find him, then the Goel Adam is going to be liable. So the Gemara asks, that doesn't follow Rabbi Yosef Levi or Rabbi Akiva. Therefore the Gemara says, oh, it follows the Brice of Rabbi Eliezer. Now according to this understanding, Rabbi Eliezer, we must understand, is saying, Adam Dolos Neha Dolos Mishpat teaches me that the Rotzeach, even though the Pasuk says that the Goel Adam, even though the pasuk says the Goel Adam will kill, maybe I would think it means he should kill right away. So the pasuk says it means that he has to wait. He has to wait until he brings him to court. And the way that some of the Rishonim explained, not all, but the way some Rishonim explained, therefore, is what it means is that the Goel Adam can't really kill him right away. The Goel Adam has to bring him to court, and then he'll get permission to kill him. But according to this opinion, the Goel Adam is not allowed to kill him right away. The Goel Adam can't kill him on his own. He can't carry out this punishment on his own. It has to be with the rishus of the court, at the court paskens that now this person is chayav misa for leaving the Ir Miklat. But that's all the way the Gemara would seem to understand the drasha of Rabbi Eliezer. However, in the Sifrei, it's possible that in the Sifrei it doesn't mean that. Even though it's similar drasha, could be that the Sifrei is really talking about a situation which would seem to be the simple meaning of the drasha, that maybe I would think, since the Pasuk tells me that the Gal Adam could kill, maybe I would think that means he could kill right away. Meaning, right after the murder, the original murder happened, so now this relative is all angry and he wants to go and kill the person. So maybe I would think that he could do that right away. So the Pasuk tells me, no, first the person has to go to court and he has to be paskin in court that he's Chayv Galus. Once he's Chayv Galus, so then later, if a person will leave the galus, so then the galadon could go and kill him. And it could be that that even Rabbi Yosef Luli and Rabbi Kivim as well agree that really a galadon should not kill a person right away. A galadon shouldn't kill when a person right after the murder takes place. They shouldn't go. The relative shouldn't go and take revenge right away. Rather, it's only after the Beis Din Paskins that such a person is Chayav Galus, that this person who killed by accident is supposed to go to the Eir Miklat. Then, if the relative finds him outside of the Eir Miklat, then it's Machlokes Rabbi Yosef Luli and Rabbi Akiva whether or not it's a mitzvah for the relative to kill him or just a rishus. And according to this understanding, then we can understand that the Rambam is really paskining when he says this halacha in Perek Aleph. Halacha hey, that anyone who sees a person kill, then he shouldn't kill him. He should first bring him to court. So that's based on Rabbi Kiva and the Gemara. Rabbi Kiva says about the courts, and that's what the Kesef Mishnah means when he says the Gemara in Makos Yibes. And then the Kesef Mishnah continues, and he says, you know what? It's also a drasha in the Sifrei. He doesn't quote the drasha of Rabbi Lezer. He doesn't say it's Rabbi Lezer in the Gemara. He says from the Sifrei, specifically because in the Sifrei, it's perhaps not exactly like the way the Gemara understood Rabbi Eliezer. Rather, the Sifrei is talking about the fact that the Gal Adam cannot kill right away. So that is a similar point to what the Rambam is saying, that you can't kill somebody right away. First, he has to be paskined in court. On the other hand, once a person is paskined in court, once the psak comes down in court that the person is Chayv Galus, so then, once he goes to Galus, then, if the Galadam finds him outside of Galus, then he can kill him. And that's the normal paskin that way, in Halacha Hey, in Parakeh rather, Halacha Yud, like Rabbi Kiva. So, again, it could be that Rabbi Kiva and Riosi as well agree that originally, before Beis Din decides that the person is chayav to go to Galus, then in such a situation, the Galadam, the relative, should not really kill such a person. Perhaps if he kills him, he's not responsible, but the Chachilis shouldn't kill him. Both Rabbi Kivya and Rabbi Yisagli might agree to that. And I saw that the Arch Lanier suggests such a thing, such an idea as well, in the opinion of Rabbi Yisagli and Rabbi Kiva. So it could be that's what they hold. And that follows the Sifrei as well. The Sifrei might mean that as well. It's only in the situation after he's ready to paskin that he has to go to Galus, then the Galadam is allowed to kill him. So according to this, the Kesef Mishnah is not difficult because he was very careful. On one hand, he says explicitly that Rambam rejects the Brisa of Rabbi Elazar. He rejects that understanding that the Galadam is not allowed to kill the Rotseach at all. He has to bring him to court first. He can't kill him on his own. So Rambam rejects that. He passes like Rabbi Kiva that the Gal Adam can kill the Rotseach on his own. But on the other hand, Rambam is saying that's only true after he's already was Chayav Galus based on the Psak of Beis Din. But before Beis Din gives a Psak, then the Gal Adam should not take matters into his own hands. And this is what the Rambam is basically saying in Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey, and therefore the Kesef Mishnah says that that's based on the Gemara in Makos Yibes, that's the drasha of Rabbi Kiva about the court that sees someone kill, as well as in the similar idea the drasha in the Sifrei about the Gal Adam who also should not take matters into his own hands and kill right away before Beis Din gives up psak. According to this, we can answer the question that was heard to us. Thank you.